Agents of Change.
Today we know that chimpanzees use and make tools such as sticks for opening walnuts, as well as bent leaves for drinking water. We also know that their communication system consists of at least 30 voices, and in contact with humans, they can learn sign language with a vocabulary of about 350 terms. We learned that chimpanzees are caring mothers who take care of their young for several years, and their relationships within the community, which numbers up to 150 individuals organized in a family, are very, very complex. The individual who leads them, most often the male between 20 and 26 years old, has the ability and responsibility to form alliances, to fight and defend territory, protect others, and maintain order within the community. However, we did not always know all this. The first known chimpanzee researcher in nature was Jane Goodall, full name Valerie Jane Morris Goodall. She was born in 1934 in London. From the earliest days, she showed a spirit of exploration and love for the world of nature. In an anecdote about her own childhood, she tells how as a 4-year-old girl, she spent hours in a chicken coop wanting to find out how chickens lay their eggs, while a worried family looked for her everywhere. When she finally returned, instead of rebuking her, her mother listened carefully and with interest to the story of little future researcher. After graduating from high school, she did not have the financial means for further education, but she did not give up on the dream of researching animals. At the invitation of a friend, she went to Kenya, where she got a job as a secretary on the project of the famous paleoanthropologist Louis Leakey. Leakey thought that observing chimpanzees might teach us something more about the behavior of human ancestors. Noticing Jane's passion for wildlife exploration, as well as her fresh and impartial mind undisturbed by scientific theories, he offered her an engagement in a chimpanzee habitat along Lake Tanganyika in Tanzania. Jane reluctantly accepted the opportunity and began their research in 1960. It took Jane a long time to get close to the chimpanzees. She followed them in their movements, climbed trees, made her way through the bushes. She was without food and water for a long time to observe them without losing sight of them. It wasn't until a few months later that a male she named David Greybeard was the first to allow her to approach him, making it easier for other chimpanzees to gradually learn about her presence. After that, the chimpanzees started coming to her camp on her own because she was leaving them food. A research station was established on the site of the camp, which was soon visited by numerous scientists from around the world. Jane had no formal academic education, so she approached chimpanzees in a completely different way. Unlike the usual way of marking animals in research using numbers, she gave them names, emphasizing their personality. However, at Leakey's urging, in order to ensure stable research funding, she obtained a doctorate in ethology in 1965. Since 1986, Jane Goodall has been actively involved in the protection of chimpanzees due to endangerment of their habitats in Africa. She considers educational programs necessary for the preservation of nature and certain animal species. Only if we understand do we care about something. Only if we care about something will we help. Only if we help, we will be saved, she said. Therefore, through her activist work, she provided education for those who work in chimpanzees in captivity and launched special programs for the education of children and local African population. The Jane Goodall Institute was founded in 1977, and in 2002, the United Nations named it a messenger of peace. Jane is still actively working to protect this increasingly endangered animal species. She believes that not a single day in person's life passes without his influence on nature. Unlike abstract and chaotic collective responsibility, Jane emphasizes personal responsibility. For Jane Goodall, the personal responsibility for contributing to and maintaining a harmonious relationship with nature is on all of us, without exception. Let us develop respect for all living beings, she said. Let's try to replace violence and intolerance with understanding and compassion, and with love. This is Hanna Radovanović from Pula, Croatia, for the Agents of Change podcast, for the world goes to where we take it.